The Trump administration's efforts to oust Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and back opposition leader Juan Guaido are the latest in a long history of American interventions in Latin America. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, that history has left even Maduro's fiercest enemies wary of U.S. actions.
Maduro continued his colorful rhetoric this week against the U.S. and specifically President Trump, who he says is a warmonger masterminding a coup against him.
Pienso que el sector extremista de los supremacistas blancos del Ku Klux Klan dirigen los Estados Unidos.
I believe the extremist sector of the white supremacists of the Ku Klux Klan leads the United States, Maduro said in an interview with the BBC, specifically singling out President Trump and adding this refrain that wins favor in sectors of Latin America and beyond.
Dígale no a la intervención. Dígale fuera las manos de Estados Unidos de Venezuela.
Say no to intervention. Tell the United States hands off Venezuela, he said. President Trump has said that military intervention there is an option, but for now is going with a non-military and multilateral approach, pleasing some skeptics.
I'm surprised that I find myself approving what the Trump administration has done.
John Feely is a former State Department diplomat who resigned as U.S. ambassador to Panama soon after Trump took office. He says it's a difficult balancing act the U.S. plays when it comes to pushing for Maduro's ouster. It can't be seen as leading the charge.
Because precisely the history of U.S. intervention in Latin America is such that it always seems to engender worse backlash than the original objective mattered to American interests.
It's an interventionist past widely taught throughout Latin America.
It's a long history that starts in Mexico.
Enrique Krause is a Mexican historian. He begins that history with the Mexican-American War, the brutal two-year conflict in the middle of the 19th century that ended with Mexico losing, or as many Latin Americans say, robbed of half its territory. From there, Krause continues his list decade by decade well into the 20th century.
It would be hard to name a country where the United States didn't have some kind of intervention.
Among some of the more stinging U.S. moves in the region, ousting a democratically elected government in Guatemala in 1954, a Brazilian leader a decade later, and the events in Chile in 1973, recounted in this ABC News documentary from the same year.
On September 11th, the Chilean military moved to overthrow the Allende government.
Chile's Salvador Allende was deposed from office by CIA-backed opponents. Historian Krause continues, adding the U.S. invasions of the Dominican Republic, Panama, and Grenada.
The whole specter, the shadow of American intervention has been a constant source of fear, resentment in the whole of Latin America.
He, too, says the U.S. is wise to work with a coalition of countries towards Venezuela, given that fraught history. He says, however, the world has waited far too long to stop what he calls the slow genocide of the Venezuelan people. Mexico's former foreign minister, Jorge Castaneda, also not a proponent of President Trump's policies toward Latin America, says the U.S. cannot take too large a role in Maduro's ouster. He fears that would rally Latin America's left to Maduro's defense.
By not having the United States play a leading role, and it's not so much that it should be leading from behind. It shouldn't be leading, period. It should be doing what it is doing, but not more. Not less, but not more.
Former U.S. diplomat John Feely worries the repercussions of a U.S. intervention in Venezuela would undermine recent progress made in the region.
I think that the last 25 years of U.S. Latin American diplomacy have actually gone a long way via trade agreements, via people-to-people diplomacy, to pushing back against that legacy.
And Feely says he would hate to see those advances ruined. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.